Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Monday, November 9th, 2020. Today he is reminding us and reassuring us that there is no separation. Your awakening is happening now. Life is good. However, if you focus on what you do not like in your own individual lives, this does not appear to be the case. I would therefore remind you, again, that life is eternal. Life manifests unmistakably and completely palpably, constantly and eternally, in the presence of Source, with whom each individual conscious living entity is one, in every moment without interruption. Because there is only Source, Mother, Father, God, Love, there is and can be no separation, ever. Where you are mainly focusing your attention on being a human on a small planet in a vast universe distracts you from allowing yourselves to know yourselves as you truly are, divine beings infinitely loved by God who never judges you. There is no judgment. Judgment is an aspect of the illusion that you invented and used to divide one another into good, mediocre, and bad, depending on your own individual and, most horribly, confused perceptions of another or many others. This has caused such enormous suffering throughout human history that the collective has finally decided and set the collective intent to awaken from the dream nightmare that you seem to have been undergoing as reality since the beginning of time. Your awakening is happening now, and consequently all that is not in alignment with reality, with love, to which humanity has been clinging in fear, and then expressing in anger, judgment, and condemnation of one or many others, is arising in the collective consciousness to be acknowledged, thanked for the lessons with which it has presented you, forgiven for the suffering it has caused you, and released, thus making an enormous amount of space available in the collective dream nightmare for love to flow in and awaken you into the joy that is life, that is reality. So, to reiterate, yet again, you are divine beings, always infinitely and eternally loved by God, having a brief and unreal experience as a human in form. That form appears to you to be totally real. The senses with which your bodies are furnished are intensely sensitive, because you wish to experience separation as fully and completely as possible, and consequently that is how you do experience it. Nevertheless, you do have to differentiate between what is good and what is not good, namely between what it means to be loving and what it means not to be loving. At the deepest level of your being, you do know this. You can most clearly differentiate between these two states, even though there is truly only one state, love. But because of the fear that the sense of being separated from Source instills within you, you actually find yourselves cognizant of myriad differences, myriad forms of goodness and myriad forms of evil, and spend inordinate amounts of time discussing these apparent differences and then making judgments about them. And the reason for this? It is because the sense of separation that you are each experiencing individually makes you appear to be quite different from one another, while at the same time showing you that you are indeed all human. You then pay attention to the evil that is so evident all over the world, and come to the conclusion that you need to gather in families, groups, tribes, and even nations to fight and destroy the evil that you so clearly recognize in other families, groups, tribes, and nations. However, humanity has, as your history makes abundantly clear, been doing this for much longer than is recorded in your ancient annals, and it has never worked. Conflict always leads to further conflict, because those who are defeated know that they are in the right, and therefore when they rebuild their strength, they will engage again with those who defeated them, seeking to avenge themselves for the wrongs and suffering inflicted upon them. And so it has been going on and on. Now humanity has finally decided collectively that enough is enough, and the results of that decision can be seen most clearly in the world around you, as seemingly more and more divisiveness arises between people planet-wide. This divisiveness is clearly visible for all to see and can be seen to be accentuating and intensifying the differences between you and accentuating and intensifying the need to destroy and conquer all that is evil in the world. And that realization, the need to conquer and destroy evil, is finally being seen for what it is, humanity's death knell. People are coming to the realization on a massive scale that major changes in the way in which you interact with one another worldwide are vital and essential now. So, in spite of what is being reported on the mainstream media and in many other places, the present chaos, confusion, and seemingly increasingly divisive behaviors and actions demonstrate very clearly indeed that humanity is waking up massively and becoming aware in this now moment that change is essential now. And although it is not yet being generally reported, the effects of this global change of heart by humanity is leading rapidly to a cessation of unloving behaviors in many areas where such a concept was, until very recently, thought to be impossible. Therefore, celebrate. As I have told you before, celebrating raises your frequency, because in celebrating you honor one another, and when you do that, you offer love to one another, further raising your frequency towards full alignment with love. Full alignment with love is the aim of your spiritual evolution, but because there is only love, which is utterly non-judgmental and unconditionally accepting of every one of God's beloved children, and all are God's beloved children, your awakening will occur before you are fully aligned with love. On awakening, you will then be led home into full alignment with love, your true and natural state, by your support teams in the spiritual realms who are most eagerly awaiting that magnificent moment and who have prepared a most wonderfully welcoming homecoming for you all. Your loving brother, Jesus.